Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
Are you excited for this episode?
Essentially.
And this is Stranger Stuff.
Ready?
Yeah.
You got your energy?
No.
Oh.
Let's get it.
Get your energy. Send you your chi.
Grusfaba. Grusfaba.
You know I'm leaving all this in, right?
Mmm. Delicious.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer the questions you never thought to ask.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan.
What are we talking about today, John?
Well, essentially, we're just going to talk about oil.
We're just going to make that joke the entire episode, aren't we?
A couple times. I'd say you got a good one or two more laughs in there from
yeah. it. Yeah. Well, we got to, like... Dude, I don't know what you want to call it, but the part where it's not funny, and then you say it so much that it's funny
it starts
again.
Becoming. Yeah, you got to buckle down if you want to chuckle down, Nick.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I will.
I know you are a little stressed out in your life right now.
Yeah,
and you've tried everything.
Yeah,
you've tried
meditation,
swimming in a bathtub full of newborn puppies.
Yeah, it was messier than you think.
You've tried watching Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Two. Yeah.
That didn't work.
No.
You've tried the latest that Adam Sandler has to offer. That didn't work.
Yeah, that kind of resetted me to maximum depression.
So there's only one option left, and that is essential oils.
Yeah, yeah.
Because according to people that advocate the use of essential oils, they just the smell alone can have a calming effect on you and relieve stress. And I think we should give it a shot.
Are you telling me?
Yeah. You can smell your way to happiness.
I can smell my way to happiness.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Mm.
Oil me up.
I don't...
Yeah. Let's do this right now.
Okay.
I'm going to just...
Nope. Leave your shirt. Okay. He actually took his shirt off.
Yeah.
One of the kids... Oh, never mind. I'm really uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, did you have it with you now or...
No.
Okay.
I don't. I'm sorry, buddy. So, what is an essential oil, John, by your best estimation?
Do I have to start the definition with essentially?
If you want to keep making that joke, sure.
No, I'm going to skip that this time. An essential oil is a fragrance from...
Oil?
From an item that has oil in it.
Yeah.
You take it out and you put it in a bottle and you put it on your wrist and you say, smell this, and you get relaxed.
Yeah. I'm going to throw that all out the window.
Okay.
What an essential oil is they take part of a plant. It might be the leaves. It might be the root. It might be like the stem, whatever. It depends on the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Say they want to get lavender oil. So they go to the lavender plant. They take part of it and they get a super concentrated solution of oils from these plants. And each plant has different healing properties thanks to polyphenols, which is just a chemical compound found in plants in this oil. And they could help your digestive tract. It could help relieve stress, like I talked about. It can also help with skin conditions. Pretty much any illness can be healed by essential oils. It can also help with your menstrual cycles, which I know you have a tough time with. So I think that I should go buy you some.
Yeah, I took my shirt off, Nick. I thought that was established.
Yeah,
I might
have some
you.
From Bath and Body Works actually, because we got like this lavender stuff that you're supposed to like spritz on your pillows and
that's
it's supposed to help you fall asleep.
Probably fragrance body mist, no?
No, it's specifically
pillow oil.
Yeah,
to lube up those pillows.
Yeah, to help make you fall asleep.
Can't fall asleep on a dry pillow.
No, who would want to? Right?
Mm.
Why skip the joys of camping outdoor when you can spray lavender on your
pillow and skip the hassle of having to pour olive oil on your pillow.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, there's different ways you can use these essential oils. You can use them in soaps. You can, like I said, you can spray them. You can use them topically, so you can put them on your skin, like you said, you can put it in your wrist.
Yeah,
put it in your pillow. You can also put it in diffusers for aromatic healing.
Ooh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
or you can just ingest them. And I love it when there's a website out there that just like spoon feeds all this information to me.
Quite literally.
It happened last week with matcha, and it happened this week with essential oils. I got a lot of information from wellnessmama.com. It tells you how to be a wellner mom.
Yeah.
A mom more well.
The wellest mom there is. What a well of information, Nicholas.
Well, let's dive down that well. First of all, Wellness Mama says that you can ingest these essential oils, but they are so concentrated that if you overdo it, it could be extremely dangerous to you. So
yeah.
If you were like at the ready there with your bottle of lavender oil and you're about to drink it, Wellness Mama says to hold off on that.
Okay, well, that's pretty well.
They also say, God, you're going to go back to that well?
I'm not trying to dig myself a hole. But yeah.
Yes, but yes. The other thing that I want to note is that they say that more is not better. You would think more is better, but since they are so potent, again, it can be dangerous if you use too many essential oils. So again, like if you were like, well, I'm not going to drink this bottle of lavender oil. I'll just dump it on my skin.
My body skin,
and everything will be much better.
Right.
Don't do that either.
Okay.
It can be harmful. You could just like go into a coma if you use lavender, because lavender is supposed to help you go to sleep. Spoilers. So if you can find a healthy balance of all of these things, let me just go through their list and a couple other things I got from other websites of things that can be cured with essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
They can provide antimicrobials, which
I hate microbials. You know how much I hate
microbials. Are you antimicrobials?
Yeah, I would say I am. You know, hard stance.
You weren't there, but I was going through your garage when you were sleeping, and I found your picket signs that say antimicrobials. I want no
good luck rhyming. Yeah, what's the next thing that can prevent?
Well, the antimicrobials will aid in healing illnesses inside your body and infections outside your body. So if you have like a laceration and it's starting to get infected, you rub it with some essential oils, and the antimicrobial properties can help in aiding that. It can also aid in stress, anxiety, and depression. So like I said, you can smell your way to happiness.
Yeah.
Which sounds great. If I didn't have to take a pill every night, then I would totally smell.
Yeah, you know when you're feeling sad and you're like, man, if I only had a bowl of oranges to sniff on.
I'm much better.
Jazzed up. Yep.
All jazzed up. It can also
Aren't you glad you sniffed those oranges?
You're on a roll today. I didn't have a different pun. I'm sorry. It can also help with digestive issues. Like I think I talked about last week or the week, I don't know, I've talked about it before, that people always talk about gut health. All your problems go back to gut health.
Right.
Like 90% of your issues with your body go back to gut health.
It's a belief,
and it's not scientifically founded, but it can help with your digestive issues.
Now, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I think there might be something to that one, because if you're going to chug a gallon of lavender, you're going to spend a good amount of time in the bathroom.
That's fair. That's 90% of my issues. It can also help with lung issues, which seemed random to me, but I guess if you're smelling it, you're breathing in that air.
Yeah.
Your lungs are repaired with
it. Reminds you to breathe. You know when you forget to breathe because you're sad? Nicholas.
Sorry. It can also help, like I said, with your menstrual cycles. It can reduce arthritis pain. So if you're like rubbing it on your hands or your knees, wherever you have arthritis pain, it'll help with that. It can also help with skin conditions if used like that as well.
If it's dry?
Like dry skin, acne, eczema, rashes. It can help with those.
Sure. Okay.
It can also reduce fever and nausea and help with thyroid problems.
Okay.
That one's like out of left field specific for me. I don't know where to track that one. Doesn't your thyroid control your hormones? So maybe it helps with your hormone balance?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
I did read places that it helps with your
hormone
balance.
You're getting that estrogen essential oil, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. These are not all of the claims. And of course, there will be people out there that say, oh, it totally cures cancer. Just sniff on some chamomile or something. I don't know. I didn't see that a lot, fortunately, but I know that there are people out there that claim that.
Yeah.
These are the more reasonable claims. And we'll get into which essential oils cure what and if they actually work later on. But you're probably wondering to yourself, where did essential oils come from?
Yeah. Yeah, that is exactly what I'm wondering to myself, Nicholas.
Well, how about you wonder it out loud? Where do you think essential oils
come
from?
Where do essential oils come from? Sorry if you did hear me wonder that. I do still have an accent in my head.
Yeah, in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. So what do you think? I thought these probably came from China. That was just my opinion going into this.
I think they come from plants, Nicholas.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well,
did you think of that? Did you? Well, let me see your research. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm just on a Google
just
page right
stuff
now.
Up.
No. So essential oils, as we know them today, probably started as early as ancient Egypt. But there are cave paintings that supposedly go back as far as 18,000 BCE, if you will, that suggest they might have used essential oils. Which
how
exactly? Like you see this cave painting, they're holding like jars of air. Like there's probably stink lines coming out of it, so you know
yeah,
it's aromatic.
Yeah.
That's probably all it is. And they're like essential oils.
That
definitely
one was,
what it is.
That one was a chamber pot, but
right. Sorry, guys. Pobody's nerfed.
Look, it's the first Alexa, Amazon thing. Yeah, that's what she does.
Yeah.
For your chamber pot?
Yeah. Like I said, I thought it came from China, but that's kind of true. Every culture kind of had essential oils in one way or another. Rome had them. Greece had it. It seems like the essential oils that we use today probably actually stuck around in Egypt or the Middle Eastern area because that's where we picked it up. During the Crusades, we were in the Middle East and Crusaders picked up on essential oils from there, and obviously they brought it back to the Western world, and that's where we got it. To a lot of people, that might mean, well, if everyone's doing it, it probably works, right?
Yeah.
No.
That's how most things
work. It's not that simple. Like, if everyone was jumping off a bridge to cure immortality, would you do it?
How big is this bridge?
That was a little bit of a leap, I'm sorry. Like 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah, I mean...
low risk, high reward.
What am I jumping into? Immortality elixir.
Right. With essential oils.
Delicious.
Anyway, my problem with researching this is that it was nearly impossible to find like any unbiased research or claims on essential oils. And I came across one website. It was paleoleap.com. I assume they're helping you make the leap to a paleo diet. They cited some credible documents that suggested essential oils have antimicrobial properties, like I talked about before, to help fight illness and infection.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. They like tea tree oil has antimicrobials in it that help fight bacteria, infectious bacteria. The problem is they state that up at the very top, and then the rest of their website, they go on to say, like almost literally, they say, well, clearly there's research out there that proves that essential oils work for this. So here's some other things that they definitely work for. And they cited studies for the antimicrobial stuff, but when it got into stress and digestive problems and whatever, there was no other article cited, no other study cited in those sections. So they're just like, look, it's real. And now here's some other stuff that has no proof, but I'm going to tell you it's real anyway because I believe it's true.
Scientists believe essential oils are essentially oil.
Essentially oil.
Also, they cure super death.
So, super death.
Yeah. Don't want
I've
that.
I've always been afraid of that.
Ugh.
Luckily, I was able to find some unbiased reports from consumerreports.org. And I'm sure there's people out there that are like, oh, they got an agenda, blah, 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 blah. No, shut up. Just, no.
What's wrong with... The thing that pisses me off about that completely is what's wrong with being organized, Nicholas?
Yeah?
I've got an agenda at home.
Yeah.
And it lets me know to come to record the podcast on Mondays.
Yeah.
Sometimes I write in like, you deserve a break, John. Eat a cookie.
Yeah.
And then I'll schedule that
vegan
in.
Vegan cookie. Yep.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is that I've sounded really skeptical this entire time, just with my sarcasm and stuff, but I was very surprised to find that some of this stuff might actually be true.
Oh, man.
Right? This is like, I'm going to sound like a jerk, but it's true. I went into this thinking essential oils were completely bunk.
Yeah.
And anytime someone talked about them, I was like, turns out some things might actually work.
Cool. Well, that's the whole point of this podcast.
I know, exactly. Right? that's how I coped with it, because I spent many years thinking this, and I'm like, well, all right, that's the reality we live in. Let's talk about some of their biggest claims. I'll break them down and talk about the research that Consumer Reports and some other places had on it. The first claim is that it lifts your mood. I think that's the most popular claim.
Okay.
Aromatherapy. Everyone's heard of that.
Yeah.
The research is, that's a drum roll, but my lips didn't do what I wanted them to, mixed.
All right.
So this is a quote from their website. Recent research had mixed results in a study published in the Journal of, and I only included this quote because I wanted to try to pronounce this journal, Psychoneuroendocrinology.
Psychoneuroendocrinology.
Yeah. Psychoneuroendocrinology. All one word. They quizzed participants about their mood after exposing them to lavender and lemon oil. There wasn't an improvement with lavender, but there was with lemon oil, which is kind of weird.
I wonder if it's because you eat lemons.
I don't know.
And you're like, yay, food.
Well, I wonder, I think maybe like the sweetness of the citrus stuff might put you in a better mood. I don't know. They also didn't give any quantifiable results. They just said that the effects, the differences of their mood were, quote, notable.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
They wrote it down in their notes is what they meant.
Right. Good job, scientists.
Science!
What about reducing anxiety? What do you think? Does it work? Does it not work?
I mean, if you got a nice smell, that people use smells for things, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Abercrombie and Fitch, like, and it smells like dusty Man. Teens, but...
Yeah, dusty teens. I don't really know what to think of these results. I'm going to go towards... I don't know. I'm going to tell you what the studies say, and then you can decide for yourself. So in a study, this is a quote, in a study of 71 people with dementia published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, lemon balm essential oil reduced signs of agitation, such as throwing objects or screaming.
Oh.
So when dementia patients were exposed to lemon balm essential oil, they were less likely to throw things or scream. I came across another study, though.
That's extreme.
That is extreme. Yeesh. Once again, it wasn't quantified. And then I came across some studies that were done on rats that said it was helpful, whatever oil they used. I didn't see that. But when they were put under stress or pain, it seemed to help these rats cope with it, but it wasn't able to be replicated in humans. And I kind of came across more studies that showed it was ineffective than showed that it was.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lean towards the not-so-workishness. What about nausea? Nausea.
What about, like, pirates and stuff when you're on a boat and they make you smell some salts and stuff?
Oh, sniffing salts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, ooh, we're going to get to that. Here's a quote. Some studies suggest that essential oils may reduce nausea, but the most compelling research is on isopropyl alcohol, according to a review of 9 studies. And a study published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine found that nauseated hospital patients who sniffed alcohol swabs reported significantly less nausea than those who had sniffed salt water, like the sniffing salts.
Okay, yeah.
So what this is saying is you may as well just use this cheap alcohol because the research is more promising for that and it's cheap. So if you're feeling nauseated, just take one of these swabs and smell them instead of going out and buying this super expensive essential oil.
Yeah, or like a moist towelette.
Right, whatever, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have
stupid dummy.
Well, essential oils are so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, just go get the cheap alcohol and then drink some and feel a little bit better that way, too.
Yeah, take
probably
a chug.
Not. I don't think isopropyl
alcohol is drink ISO. It's stronger, Nicholas.
Is it?
Yeah. Nick's on the record. We want that cheap buzz.
I just you know envision where to go. Us in a courtroom somewhere a year from now. Anyway, what about sleep? I told you about that lavender I spray in my pillow. I haven't done it in like 2 years, but I have it.
Yeah. No wonder you can't sleep. You got a dry pillow, dude.
That is the problem. And the thing about sleep is that this one actually looks pretty promising.
All right.
Which I always assumed this was bunk.
Desiree maybe put lavender on me once.
Yeah.
And it smelled you go to sleep? Nice. Well, it smelled nice, and I kind of relaxed a little.
Yeah. There's this one study done on rats again that showed smelling lavender helped them go to sleep, and it was replicated on humans. And since they're humans, they can talk about the quality of sleep. And most people said that they had better quality of sleep when they had smelled lavender before going to bed.
All right.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird. But there's no, like, it's just, like, yeah, I think this, so it's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's anecdotal evidence. We'll get into some of the problems of these studies here. I got one more before we get there.
Okay.
Just in general, skin conditions. It depends on what you're trying to help with your skin conditions. This was another one I was really surprised with. Apparently, tea tree oil helps with acne, like, more effectively than some of the stuff on the market right now.
Yeah, I've
and
seen
they,
that.
Yeah, they found that mixing tea tree oil with some of those chemicals was, like, super effective, like Pokemon. And I didn't see where it would help with, like, rashes or eczema or anything. It was mostly just acne that I saw that it helped with. Now, this all sounds fine.
Can the listeners hear me nod, Nick?
Yes, okay. I don't think so. He's nodding. If you heard that,
let me know.
Just subscribe.
Nod back.
Leave a review.
Yeah. Leave a review and tell me if you heard me nod.
Yeah. So anyway, this all sounds fine and dandy, but like I said, there's problems with these studies, and we need to keep our skeptical glasses on. A lot of these studies pointed out or admitted that they didn't blind the studies. And when you don't blind a study, we get confirmation bias. which is where the subjects want to basically please whoever's conducting the study, so they will try to give them the results that they want to see. So that's a problem if you don't blind.
Yeah.
Blinding is just a problem with studying this because it's aromatic by definition. So you can't just be like, this is lavender and it's like pickle juice or something. Just like water or something. You can't like try to bamboozle someone.
I wonder if you can lower how much it smells though.
I don't know.
And do it that way.
Try to cover. I don't know. It's tough. It's very tough. One thing maybe that you could do is like...
Tell them that it's a scentless essential oil. It's going to make you feel good, but you can't smell it.
Just go into people's brains.
Yeah.
Lobotomize the part of their brain that lets them smell.
Okay.
Disable their olfactory bulb in their nose.
Yeah, no.
No?
Okay. No.
Is that unethical?
Depends on whose brain it is, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, if it's placebo or whatever, placebo works. I think we've said this before. If placebo works, you do you, boo.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Don't try to push it on me, though, if it is just placebo.
Please don't push it on me.
I would like, someday science will excel where we can look at this stuff double-blinded and objectively. We'll just give people a pill that disable their sense of smell. And then if they have the same reactions without being able to smell it, then we would know that it's real, right?
That'd be awesome.
Right?
You just solved it.
Yeah, but you got to come up with that pill now.
Oh. Or maybe if we... Now, follow me. If we lobotomize a part of their brain... That has a smelling center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that ethical?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't really like that kind of experimentation in today's world.
Yeah, but you probably just don't understand. What I'm saying is you open their brain.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't, like, you're not killing them.
Right.
You're just taking the parts out.
And everything's fine and dandy.
Forget it.
Just... And they become more violent when they go home to see their families and they forget who family members are.
Yeah, but then the lavender... It calms them down.
Good point.
So.
Good point. Want to play a game?
Yeah.
What I want to do is I want to give you the description. I want to read you a description for essential oils from wellnessmama.com. This is their exact description. And you try to tell me what oil it is.
Okay.
This is alphabetical order. Frankincense, lavender, lemon, lime, melaleuca, something like that. Orange, peppermint, rosemary, and tea tree.
Okay, I'm ready.
And there's a whole slew more than this. I found a website that listed 101. I don't know if they're just rounding up to a nice number or what, but there's a ton. So this is just a select few. Here's the first description. We use it on our feet for nausea or fever, in homemade cleaners and soaps, and in the diffuser. For congestion, I add a few drops of this and other oils to a pot of steaming water and breathe in the steam to help open up the sinuses.
Mm. Open the sinuses, like mm-hmm. like a expanding, growing, like very vegetable-y, pickle juice-y.
It's not pickle
oranges.
Juice. Nope.
Lemon zest.
Nope. Peppermint.
Oh.
Have you ever heard like people say when you have an upset stomach, like have a mint or chicken?
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I connected that. I don't know. This one should be easy for you. I use it in skincare recipes as a calming oil when needed. It is naturally antibacterial, and I often add it to homemade cleaners. I also add this to bath water to help me relax at night.
Lavender.
You got it.
Lavern me up.
Lavern me up. I think when you're adding it to homemade cleaners, I don't know if that one's
it makes them smell good. Study say.
I was going to say, it just smells good. Here's, there's three that this one can be. These essential oils are astringent and antiseptic and are thought to stimulate the immune system. They are uplifting and thought to stimulate the immune system. They are uplifting and considered cleansing. We avoid these in the sun since they do make the skin more sensitive to sunlight. In some studies, they are shown to have antimicrobial properties.
Citrusy, because of the whole like emergency garbage that doesn't work. so I'm going to say oranges and lemons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lemon, lime, or orange. Lemon, comma, lime. And not like you have to mix it like Sprite.
Yeah, Sprite essential oil.
Sprite essential oil. That'd be tasty. You ever have like
sticky.
Those lip smackers or whatever?
Yeah.
It tastes like Sprite. Next one, I use topically on my thyroid, and it seems to have helped shrink the nodules that were forming. You
your
should go to a doctor.
Exposed? Like
why you have like lymph nodes.
Well, you
should
have
go
such
to a
easy
doctor.
Access to your thyroid, too.
You just like
flap it open.
Flap the skin. they also take it with dietary changes to help that process.
Okay. I don't like this one. I don't know what it is. Frankincense?
Yeah.
Was that a really good guess?
Yeah. That's it. It was frankincense.
Yeah. I guess you got your nodes on your Frankenstein neck. So yeah. That's how... Yeah.
Good connecting.
You see? Thread. Yeah, it's called detective work, Nicholas.
PSA, if you have lymph nodes, go to a doctor. Thank you. Next one.
Just unscrew your Frankenbolts. Yeah.
Anyway. I add a drop to my shampoo to increase hair
growth.
Tea tree
oil.
Nope. Didn't even want me to finish.
Yeah, I was so excited about it.
I add a drop to my shampoo to increase hair growth and improve scalp health.
Tea tree oil.
You already said that.
And yeah,
but it's rosemary.
Okay.
And then the last one. I add this to natural cleaning products as it is naturally antibacterial and smells great when mixed in with citrus oil or lavender.
A tea tree oil.
It is tea tree oil. Or Melaleuca. Either one. I don't know if they're the same thing or what. But that's all I got on essential oils. Again, this is one that I came into it thinking this is all bunk, and I was actually kind of mad that it was all bunk, because now all the hippy-dippy people have won on me.
Yeah.
Hippy-dippy people won. Nick Wood. How many episodes are we at?
I don't. Oh, well.
52.
Yeah, 52-1 now. But here's the thing. It's anecdotal, one. There's no blind studies.
Yeah, and there's a reason to still be skeptical because of the blinding and confirmation bias and... all that stuff. So take of it what you will. What I will say again is, if it works for you, great. Go waste your money on this expensive crap, or or just go get like a bottle of Pine Sol and smell that. Probably
yeah,
the same thing, right?
Give it a good snuff. Nicholas Wood says on the record.
And we're back in the courtroom.
Sniff that up, reel down good.
You want to give me a recap?
Yeah, essential oils.
Yes,
make things smell nice.
Yes.
Humans have a sense called scent.
That's true.
Smell. Scent smell.
You're not wrong.
And when you use it, it makes you feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
The end. But keep in mind, guys and girls and everyone that is a human.
So everyone listening. I guess like dogs and stuff can listen.
Yeah, but they're... Yeah. Everyone.
Yeah.
Every...
Everything.
Creature.
People of the earth, lend me your energy. Anyway, go on.
There's no science that says like, here's why it works.
Yeah.
The science is...
In your brain.
Most people say that this works.
Yeah.
For certain things. But here's the... I always hear like, oh, you got to put this on for... This does for arthritis and this does for... The only two things were what? Antimicrobial and kind of like a relaxation, like sleep.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's about it.
So, yeah. You go to Bath and Body Works. Get some candles.
Yeah. We'll have to light some candles next time. I should have done that in preparation for this episode, but I did not. Where can people find us, John?
They can find us on the website, strangesocialshow.com.
We've got all kinds of stuff up there right now. We've got two podcasts and a video series.
Yep.
So do that. You can also find us on Facebook if you search for Stranger Still, and Twitter at Stranger Still.
And that's the news.
That's the news. And
Nicholas,
also, what?
Where can they leave us a review on iTunes?
On iTunes, they can leave us a review.
Oh.
If you would feel so kind, we are... On our way to 2,000 reviews, we are now at 37.
Put a clapping sound effect right there. Yeah.
I'm not going to add anything. I'm just going to use my...
Okay.
Because I hate you. Anyway, this one is from Xyloart, putting us at 37. Thank you. It's titled Chill Chuckle Info Time.
Oh.
And then it's...
What fun.
Right. There's this tiny little review. It says, tilde, tilde, chill chat, patty facts, give a pot a bone, tilde, tilde. And then in parentheses, or listen. It's very cute. Thank you, Xyloart, for putting us at 37 on our way to 2,000. We are less than 1% of the way there. And you could be 38 if you want to give us a review.
Get a little nudge, nudge, hint, hint.
Yeah.
Get on there.
And we'll read it on the air.
Yeah, you
guaranteed
dummy.
Or your money back.
You stupid idiot. Leave us a review.
Sometimes we ask our listeners to interact with us, specifically usually on our Facebook page. I asked what questions people had about essential oils. And let's just read a couple of these. Matt Rendulik from our previous episode wanted to know which ones are the best for extending motor oil vehicle life.
All right. Well, it's going to depend on how much mileage you got on your vehicle, because you're going to go with either the synthetic or the fossil fuels.
Which one would you suggest?
I'm going to go with the synthetic. just because you got more leeway. There's a lot of good GMOs in there that help your engine run smooth. Uh-huh. You want to make sure that you got that nice, like, smooth rotary sound.
I like the more so that you talk, the
if
more
you just
southern.
Put that down in there, just get that lubed up.
Real nice.
Most people just pour it right into the oil fuser, but you're going to make sure that all those joints are nice and smooth. So make sure that you just open that cap up and just go to town in there.
Thanks, Larry the Cable Guy, for stopping by. We've got Amanda. She said, how many more damn Facebook groups am I going to get added to so people can try to sell me their dumb oils? I don't have an answer for you, Amanda, but I'm just as annoyed with it as you are. Which is, I think that's why I was so upset that this stuff might actually work or have at least a percentage of a chance of working.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want it to work. Because then you have a leg to stand on now. Don't invite me to your stupid groups. I don't want to be a part of them. She also asked if there's any peer-reviewed clinical studies that show essential oils actually do anything. There was a few from Minnesota University and a few other places that I had talked about before. I hope I answered that one. Jacques, I think.
Jack.
Jack? I'm going to say Jacques because that's more
okay.
Fun to say. They want to know why they're essential, quote-unquote essential.
You'll die without them.
Right.
What's the next one?
Rachel wants to know if CBD oil is considered an essential oil. I don't know what that is. What's that? Is that a drug thing?
This kid over here.
Is that a drug?
I don't know, Nick. Is it?
I'm Googling it.
I have no idea what it
oil.
Is. Oh, weird. What's hemp?
It's a drug thing. It's a Mary Jane type of thing.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A shticky icky kind of thing. It's what the cool kids call marijuana.
Okay. Like, yeah, you can stop.
Am I
now.
Cool? Am I cool
I'm
yet?
Skeeved.
You're skeeved? I'm a dad. I get to say this stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. So, cannabinoid oil. I don't know if that is essential oil.
It's sold in bottles that look like essential
oils. All I know is it's legal now everywhere.
Yeah?
Because it doesn't have THC.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look
depending
like it
on which kind you get, but it helps with seizures and things like that.
Yeah. So it has benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it is.
It doesn't have a scent. Isn't the whole thing that it's
aromatic, yeah. in nature. Jason wanted to know, or here's what he said. I'm afraid I'm not sure I know enough about essential oils to ask you a question. I guess maybe how much of the effect comes from placebo, how much is from absorption, and how much of an aromatherapy angle, or much from an aromatherapy angle, and how much from something else.
I said Jason is such a well-versed human. Like,
I know,
I don't really know what to ask, but let me give you, like, the best question, like... Let me
humble,
frame this really
is.
Well.
Yeah. I hope we answered that. I feel like most of it's probably from placebo. That's just my gut.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's mostly placebo, but also that the fact that you could actually physically sense it with one of your senses
mm-hmm.
makes it feel like it's working and gives you reassurance.
Yeah.
But it's also aromatherapy.
Right.
Straight up.
And I guess it's the same thing with, like, meditation or whatever. If it makes you feel good, do it. Sit down and smell some stuff. Like, sometimes it's just nice to, like, someone gave me a donut air freshener today at work.
Yeah.
And I just sat there for, like, half the day and just, like, held it up to my nose because it smelled good and I want
to
smell
it. Can I just come out real quick and finally put out on the table how I feel about Method Almond Wood Cleaner?
Sure.
Okay.
Well,
hold on a sec. So if there's one thing in the world that I could smell all the time, like if I had to break my nose off, I would probably trade my nose off if I could just smell this all the time. It's my favorite scent.
What is it?
No sarcasm. Method Wood Cleaner Almond. Get yourself over to a Target and unscrew that bottle and enter bliss.
Does it smell like almond?
It smells like almonds and cherries and delicious, like fresh wood, and it's so great.
Really?
Yeah, except I don't have any wood floors. I have vinyl.
So I can't
buy it, and
you can buy it.
Desiree won't let me. Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't have a purpose.
Sorry, dude.
Except for smelling good. So if anybody knows where I could find some almond oil online for cheap on the cheapskies from China, can you edit Trump saying China instead of me?
China.
Thank you. Let me know. Get at me. And if you got wood floors, get it. They're not a sponsor.
But if you want to be, we're not saying that you can't be.
Yeah, there's a method to your madness. You can have that one, too.
Yeah, put that on the bottles and then give John $1 million.
Really, like if it was, I'd wear it as a cologne.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find that for Christmas for you. Got anything else?
No.
I sure don't either. I'm still Nick.
I was John.
And you're not anymore?
I'm still John.
And this has been Stranger Still.